My brethren, this week, Christ continues to give us some parables, great parables to reflect on. And a parable is a beautiful thing, of course, because it's timeless. It really applies to all people everywhere. And we're thankful that Christ has given them to us. This week, he gives us not just one, but three, because three is a holy number, and it's better than one, right? He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field. And this is a great one to think about because this person who found this treasure wasn't looking for it. They just stumbled upon it. But once they found it, they grabbed onto it. They wanted to give everything they had in order to have it and keep it. This, of course, is like a person who's going through life and then randomly discovers Christ and sees that they want him. They want to dedicate their life to him. Secondly, we have the person who finds the pearl of great price. This one is a little different because this person has been looking for pearls all their life, looking for that pearl of great price, that one that would be outstanding, outshining all the others. And they find it. And likewise, they want to give up everything they have in order to have it and to keep it. And of course, in the Christian life, so many are looking for Christ as throughout life. They don't know it, but they are looking for God. And once they finally find Christ in his church, they're able to grab on and give up everything they have in order to keep it. And finally, we have the net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. The Greek actually has it collects everything of every kind, because those who've ever used a net know that you pick up more than just fish. There's all kinds of other stuff in there, all kinds of trash and lots of things. And this, of course, is an analogy for the church. The net of the church is wide and encompasses a great many things, a great many people. And there's lots of imperfect things in that net. But like last week with the wheat and the tares, now is not the time. Later is when the angels will come down and separate these things. But for now, we put up with boots and all kinds of other stuff just randomly thrown in the net. But we want to be that good fish. We want to be the one that's put into the bucket, not the one that's thrown away. We want the bucket, oddly enough. Because that bucket, although very plain and simple as it is, will be brought into the glorious kingdom of heaven. All the good things in our lives, the buckets that we have, are just a small shadow of what is to come in the glorious kingdom of heaven. And so in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven, we have to prepare accordingly. And King Solomon gives us a great example in the first reading today. Instead of asking for all of the kings, all of the things that a king would normally want, would normally even have, he makes a simple request of God. Wisdom and understanding. And this is a powerful request, because wisdom is the greatest of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Scripture extols the value of wisdom. And as we age, I think we more and more discover the value of wisdom. In the Eastern Rites, the liturgies of the Eastern Church, very beautiful, very rich, it's actually the deacon's job to tell people, wisdom, be attentive, which basically means, hey, pay attention. But the idea is there that wisdom is incredibly important in order to listen as well, not just to give counsel and to judge, but to listen. We need wisdom. Likewise, the apostles needed this wisdom. We must love God's commands. And why wouldn't we? God truly knows what's best for us. He's not a ruler that just makes commands willy-nilly. All of these have a purpose, and he knows what's best for us. So we need to not only follow those commands, but come to love them. St. Paul reminds us today, that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. God has called each of us to the Christian life. Thanks be to God. And everything in our life points to that purpose in bringing us to the church, bringing us to the kingdom of God, bringing us to heaven. Even the things that seem like they are for no good, no purpose. Because I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it again, I tend to be a broken record about these things, that God will always bring good out of bad situations. That's his specialty. If something evil, something bad is allowed to occur, God will bring good out of it. Even something as horrible as COVID, we've seen some fruit there. Because we've seen what we've taken for granted. We've been rekindled in our faith. And we've seen people go out and help one another, do good for one another. Likewise, in all of our lives, no matter what we're experiencing, we need to do that, to always bring good out of that evil, light out of the darkness. Thus he did for the disciples, the apostles. It was a very dark time for them, but they served faithfully, and ultimately we reap the great reward in the kingdom of heaven. So let us also live in such a way that we long to share what we have. God has done such great things for us, and we want him to do great things for others as well. Let us joyfully proclaim our God, because we love him, and we not only want to live in such a way as to bring ourselves to heaven, but others with us. Heaven is the goal. And let us share that goal with others so that we can bring them with us into the glorious kingdom of heaven. When finally that day when we're separated from the net and put into that little bucket, and then that bucket will be brought into the glorious kingdom of heaven.